We are all striving for success in different areas of life. Talking about it is one thing, but putting those ideas to work with consistent daily action is another, and we're going to show you exactly how to do that.
Welcome to the Best Mind, Body, and Spirit Podcast, where we're going to help you live your best life.
This episode is brought to you by the Spine and Health Center of Montvale.
Yeah, it is.
The Spine and Health Center is a multidisciplinary medical practice in Bergen County, New Jersey.
Beautiful Bergen County, New Jersey.
Well, if you say so. The Spine and Health Center embodies our approach to health and wellness and has supported us from the beginning of our journey. Again, my name is Tom Kokosinski.
And I am Dr. Bruce Buckman. Tom and I are very excited to have this podcast up and running with tremendous support from our friends, followers, and our readers. I'll let Tom give you a little background on our journey and how we got to this point.
Best Mind, Body, and Spirit started out as a blog that I was writing at the end of 2015 and the beginning of the new year. And it was really to help inspire my family, friends, coworkers, and anybody that was willing to read it. And what I found early on was a tremendous positive response from it, and people seemed very motivated by it. And this is something that I've always been very passionate about. And it's rare in life to find somebody whose values truly align with your own. So Bruce and I worked together, and he came to me with the idea of taking my blog and turning it into not only a podcast, but a top 10 podcast. And judging by the work we both put in at the office, this was really a no-brainer.
You know, reading Tom's blog really kind of got me fired up. My job as a physical therapist is to motivate people every day, both mentally and physically. And this is a way that Tom and I could reach out to people outside of our immediate area, which I think is huge. My personal reasons for starting a podcast is that I stumbled upon a podcast that I had downloaded for, at the time, my 45-minute drive to work about a year ago. And this was my way of developing better habits, both professionally and personally. And I wish I had found it sooner.
So Bruce and I are both intrinsically motivated individuals who always find a way to get things done. So how do we do this?
One word, momentum. Momentum is the single most powerful factor in helping to create good habits while breaking bad ones. So what is momentum and how do we get it to work in our favor? Again, I'm Dr. Bruce Buckman.
And I'm Tom Kokosinski.
So how do we define momentum? How do you define momentum?
Well, if you look at the purely physics definition of it, it's pretty simple. It's an object's mass multiplied by its velocity. While that's great for physics and all, though, how do you translate that into your daily life?
So for a second, I want you to relate your mass to your willingness to achieve a goal and velocity to how quick it is that you're willing to get there. The point is that we need to have both a will to achieve and a time frame. But first, we need to take a step back. We need to look at the driving factor, which inevitably is success. So how do you define success?
To me, personally, success is just the accomplishment of a goal. But I think a lot of people define success in a completely different way, wouldn't it, right?
A lot of people define success as fame, fortune, achieving wealth.
Yeah, and to me, those are really byproducts of success sometimes. And sometimes they don't really mean anything because they're not created by real, things of value, right? And to me, important things that define success are how you treat other people, the work ethic you have, again, all things that are related to the process versus the product. The success to me is more the process that it takes to get it versus just the result of what you've done to become successful.
Yeah, I think having nice things, nice cars, nice jewelry, I mean, this is all great, but it's superficial, right? So success is truly being able to be happy with what you're doing on a daily basis. Your ability to wake up every day and love what you do. So prior to building momentum, permanent momentum, which we're going to be talking about, how do you prime yourself for success? So I think one of the first things that we want to talk about is loving what you do. And it's extremely important to love what you do because it keeps you motivated and keeps you on your path to success.
Of course. And you think about knowing why you're doing something. You're going to be a lot more successful if you know why you're doing it, if you love what you're doing. And there's two ways to look at this. So it sometimes means changing what you do and following your true passion, or sometimes it's just looking at things from a different perspective. You know, when you're driven by all these external factors, a lot of times you're just unable to find happiness in something that you otherwise would if you're looking at things from a different perspective.
That's definitely something I want to get back into. But, you know, without love for what you do, it's easy to get into slumps, right? It's easy to get deterred from your ultimate goals. So do you love what you do? If not, maybe you need to change what you do, like Tom said. Or maybe you need to spend time doing something that you do love, or gain interest or a hobby, something that can fulfill your love.
Yeah, so how do you do this? How do you figure out what you love? And I think one of the most important things is really spending some time of self-reflection and figuring out what it is exactly you want in your life. Like, what do you want to happen? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? What are your dreams? When you understand what those are, it's a lot easier to have a clearer picture of what you like and what you love doing.
You know, I think another thing in that, in order to start building momentum towards something, we need to know our end game, right? So what does success look like for you? Is it personal or is it family? Relationships, is it something that you have professionally or personally? I think you need to have both of those things.
Yeah, it's the entire picture to me. When somebody is truly successful, they're able to create a good balance between different areas of their life. And this is something we're always going to be talking about, between mind, body, and spirit. And you need that balance in order to be truly happy. You know, you need the balance between family and your personal relationships and your professional goals and all those things, because at the end of the day, you could be extremely successful in your job, but if that comes at the expense of your family, your friends, and any personal relationships, is it really worth it?
Right. So how do you want to spend your time? How do you define your success this month or this year? Right. What this really speaks about is our goals. So what are your goals? Personal and professional.
Well, for me personally, it's to develop stronger relationships with family, stronger personal relationships. It's about being a good friend. It's about being there for people when they need you. It's really about being of service to others and showing that to them. You know, it's not enough just to say that you're somebody's friend or say you're somebody's significant other and just expect them to know that. You have to do things on a daily basis to prove that. So that's always one of my goals, to really prove to people all the time that I do care and that I am there for them and things of that nature. Now, professionally, it's really along the same lines. Like, obviously, in any professional career, you're always trying to, you know, move up, make more money, things of that nature. But to me, that's not my target. My target is to work as hard as I can, to be of service to the people I work for, to lead by example by what I do. And I know that the rest will take care of itself. What about you?
What are my goals? My goals are to be happy in everything that I do. I already love what I do. So I think the most important thing is that we need to be able to, in order to achieve our goals, is to be able to eliminate negativity, right? Overcome obstacles, roadblocks, hurdles. I think that's the most difficult part of creating permanent momentum. So overcoming hurdles and roadblocks, it needs to be looked at as challenges, not excuses, especially in your work environment. And if we have those, we need to find a way to eliminate them.
Right. So what you need to do first is look at your life, look at your environment, and identify what's helping you and what's hurting you, what's positive and what's negative. You have different people in your life, and some of them are helping you and some of them are hurting you. And as difficult as it may be, it's important to eliminate those people, eliminate that negativity from your life, because that's not helping you. You know, people that truly want to see you happy will do everything they can to help you. They'll do everything to help you work towards those goals, because it's important to you. So it's important to them if they truly care about you. You know, so that's what I talk a lot about, is creating your environment. And this is one of the biggest ways to eliminate negativity. You create an environment which will prime you for success. So you surround yourself with people. You have something like an accountability partner, somebody that you're able to work with and talk to. It's, how much more successful would you be if your best friend was telling you, hey, let's go to a library. Hey, let's go to the bookstore and read and learn versus, oh, hey, let's go out. Your life will completely change and you're going to get to where you want to be a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's important. We need to identify those individuals who are going to support us and aid us in working towards our goals and eliminate the people who are setting us back, hurting us. And I think this also speaks to eliminating our fears, to overcoming our fears.
Yeah, our fears a lot of times are just as bad as negativity. Because in a way, fear is a negative thought. It's a lack of confidence. It's a lack of belief in yourself where you're scared of doing something because of what might happen. And you're too scared of what could go wrong instead of being able to look at what could go right for you. And I think that's a big thing that people really need to be able to overcome. And, you need to look at your life and see what fear is holding you back the most. What limiting belief is preventing you from taking that next step in your life. And once you identify that, then there are a lot of different ways that you can address those. I know we always talk about affirmations in the morning, the things that you're saying as part of a morning routine, right?
I think positive self-talk is one of the most important things that you can have. So, whether it's waking up early in the morning and speaking to yourself, telling yourself about the things that you're going to accomplish in that day and how you're going to be successful, taking it day by day, because I think that's the only thing that we can really do.
Right. And a lot of the biggest limiting beliefs people have are, I'm not good enough. I'm not that type of person. And the really most common one is, I don't have the time to do that. So that's something that to me is is a real pet peeve when you have all these hours in the day, all these hours in a week, and people are saying that they don't have enough time to do these things. Well, a lot of it is really just time management. It's about finding what's important to you, finding what's helping you get closer to your goals, and then spending all of your time doing those things. What are you doing spending time on things that aren't benefiting your life? So one of my suggestions would be, go through your entire week and really track exactly how you spend all your time throughout the week and be honest. If you spend 3 hours on Facebook one day, well, that's probably a problem. When you look at your entire week and you see how many hours out of the week that are probably going to waste, that excuse of I don't have enough time completely goes away. And nobody's saying to sacrifice sleep, because this is another big thing that people just assume that, oh, well, that means I'm going to have to sleep less. And no, it doesn't. It's about being able to manage your time effectively and efficiently throughout the day. Sleep is extremely important. I know it's a big thing for people to, it's almost like a competition where people are like, oh, well, I only sleep 4 hours. I only sleep 3 hours. Well, that's terrible. And there, you need sleep to be able to work at 100% every day. You need and whatever that number is for you, it varies for different people. Some people can sleep 6, some people need 8, but it's important to get enough for yourself so that you can go through each day, again, efficiently and effectively. That you're able to focus. That you're able to do the things that need to get done, and you have the energy to do them. It's your goal, like we always use the staircase example. You have 20 stairs, and at the top of your stairs is your end goal. Well, you're not going to get there on the first step. No, you're going to go step by step by step. So it's the same thing. Your goal may take 6 months to get there, and that's fine. Don't try to do everything in one day, because you're going to burn out. It may work for a week, it may work for 2 weeks, and then at a certain point, you're going to burn out, get sick physically, whatever it may be, and you're back to square one.
So I want to jump into something real quick before we get to our talk about permanent momentum here, and that is knowing when you're not on the right path. So when you've tried all that you can, when you've put in all the work that you feel like you can, and you're still not getting to the place that you want to go, what do you do in this circumstance?
Right. So we always talk about trust the process, but what if that process isn't the right one? And you really have to look hard at yourself and your own life and what you're doing, and hold yourself to the highest standard before you look at changing anything else. So are you putting in 110%? Are you doing everything possible to achieve that goal, to get what you want out of that specific area of your life? And if you are, and no matter what, it looks like you're not going to be able to get that, well, sometimes it's just important to change the process. So maybe it's going to a different job. Maybe it's being in a relationship with a different person. Maybe it's, whatever it is, once you're able to truly and honestly hold yourself to that highest standard, and no matter what you look at and what you see in your environment, if that's not changing, then it's time to change your environment.
All right, so here we go. What isn't changing and why? How many of you listen to motivational podcasts before? How many of you have attended seminars? How many of you have tried to get the ball rolling and failed miserably? So creating permanent momentum is going to change your habits in order to allow you to reach your goals.
Yeah, so permanent momentum has 5 stages. And we're going to go into a little bit of detail about what each of these stages are and how to go from one step to the next. So your first stage of developing permanent momentum is called recognition. And recognition is when you first realize that you need to make a change in your life. Because until you do that, and until you truly realize and believe that there's a change that needs to be made, you are not going to get anywhere with what you want to do. You have to turn that change into something that's a must. It's not something I want to, or I want this, or no. It's I have to do this. And when you develop the mentality and attitude that my goal is a must, my dream life is a must. It's not a dream anymore. It's something I will get. And once you're in that phase and you identify everything and this is done by figuring out what it is you want, why do you want it, and the next part is developing a plan of action to get it done. It's the essence of don't talk about it, be about it. It's one thing to recognize that you need to change and, you know, talk about it and say, oh yeah, you know, I really need to make these changes in my life. But if you're not doing anything about it, you're not going to get anywhere. There's nothing that's going to happen for you.
What is that stage called?
That is initial action. So your initial action is the key to getting that momentum started. It's like that initial push. You've changed your mindset now, right? So you're saying, okay, I must achieve these goals, and I can, and I will, and you've defeated these limiting beliefs of I'm not good enough, I don't have enough time, I'm just not type of person. You are good enough. Make time to do the important things in your life. Become the type of person that you want to be because you can. And the strength of this initial push and initial action is going to help you push through the next phase, which is resistance, right? But it's like with anything. You want to create permanent momentum as a habit and not just short-lived motivation. It's not something that you're motivated for a while and then it goes away. No, you need to turn this into a habit that you're motivating yourself every day. It's motivation on it by itself is meaningless. It's you feel motivated for a day, and if you don't feel motivated the next day, what, are you not going to do anything? No, it's when you make this a habit, when you make the different action steps towards your goals a habit, then it becomes a lot easier. But then you're getting to this resistance phase. And
I think this is what we talked about before. It's the bumps in the road, your obstacles, everything that you need to overcome, your fears.
Well, and this is the phase that most people get to and then get right back down to step one. They revert to their old habits because they haven't taken the right steps during their recognition and action phases to get past the resistance. So what does that mean? Well, like we talked about changing your environment. If you don't change your environment, if you don't surround yourself, if you don't with the right people, if you don't put yourself in a position to succeed, you're not going to. It's not going to happen. So resistance is when you're trying to develop a habit and your mind and your body is just telling you, no, I'm used to doing things a certain way. I'm going to succumb to the temptations of the outside world. I'm going to let a bump in the road or a temporary failure completely derail my goal and my dreams. So it's really about developing those values of hard work and dedication to achieving something. The stronger those core values are, the easier it will be to get through your times of weakness. When you have, again, challenges, bumps in the road, temptations, you look at a goal and you're doing everything you can to achieve it, and then the temptation of going out and partying or doing all this kind of stuff, when maybe that day would have been a breakthrough for you. And it's tough because you're used to doing it, but again, if you're surrounding yourself with the right people who aren't pushing you or trying to tempt you to do these things, and I think another great comparison is when you have people dealing with addiction and the recognition is, okay, they realize I need to make a change. Then you have the action. They go to rehab. They stop. But why do so many fail? And it's because when they hit the resistance of going back to their old environment, they're still surrounding themselves with the same people that got them there in the first place.
And I can tell you that this part is going to be the hardest part. It is going to be the biggest challenge. And you need to power through.
Exactly.
There's no excuse.
There isn't. Because the problem is you go from step one to step two to step three. And if you go back to your own old habits at step three, you're going right back to step one. It's not like you're just dropping back down. And no, you actually have to go back to step one, because a lot of people don't even realize that they're going back to their old ways. It just kind of slowly and gradually happens. And then 6 months later, you're like, oh, what have I been doing? Like, what stopped me from developing that habit? What kind of derailed me on my way to get there? But when you're able to push through that resistance phase and get to stage four, which is acceptance, that's when you're almost there. You're in a position to succeed. You're kind of climbing the momentum ladder, and it's becoming stronger and stronger every day. You're really powering through. The temptations and obstacles still occur, but they're almost meaningless to you. You almost don't notice them. And when you're operating at this level, when you're just so focused and driven on what you want to achieve, there's nothing that can really stop you. But there's still a little bit of work that needs to be done to get to the final stage, which is confirmation. And confirmation is plain and simple. You have become whatever it is you want to be, right? So you work extremely hard, you're doing all these things out of habit, out of routine. It just becomes who you are. It's not something that you do anymore, but you start to embody, you start to eat it, you start to drink it, you start to eat it, sleep it, whatever it is. And that's when you've developed permanent momentum. You've developed this motivation that there's nothing that can stop you. It doesn't matter what the temptation is. It doesn't matter how bad the obstacle is. You're going to achieve whatever you want to achieve. And this is the thing that so many people that are not successful will say, well, you know, your mindset is like thinking positively, like how is that going to help you achieve your goals? Well, if you look at all these steps and go step by step from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's so clear that if your mentality is that you will achieve and you have a positive attitude about everything, that positive attitude is helping you get through all the stages. So that success at the end of the day is just a byproduct of what you've done to get there. And again, this is what we talk about the whole time. It's trusting the process.
It really is about the work that you put into it. It's not what other people want for you. It's what you want for yourself. And you need to be in a place in order to start your stage to momentum, in order to accept the fact that you need a change. So all those things that we talked about before is the way to get there. And this is how you're going to grab that momentum. So if you guys log on to our website, www.bestmindbodyspirit.com, and sign up for our newsletter, we'll gladly send you the ebook that we have for creating permanent momentum. And so Tom, tell them what is in the book. What are they getting when they sign up?
Well, they'll get the ebook, obviously. It's The Law of Inertia, and it's a little preview to a book we're working on, and the book is going to be called Creating Permanent Momentum. This one is what includes the blueprint for success. So you're prioritizing what's important and just forget about what's not. It gives you a step-by-step way to identify what it is you want. So it'll really ask you to kind of hold yourself accountable and look at what you want in your life. In different areas, short term, long term, what your priorities are, what your strengths are. It gives you the top 10 keys for success, which was actually a blog post at the beginning of the year, in January that I put up, just to kind of give people, you know, the 10 ideas to help become more successful. So you're looking at accountability, patience, action, focus, effort, confidence, knowing your why, making time for what's important, prioritizing the things in your day, and investing in yourself, learning, always being hungry to do more, to do better. And it's you have all that, and at the end of it, it's something that we came up with called an accountability report card. So that's when you're truly holding yourself accountable on a day-by-day basis. You are kind of grading yourself almost on your day. So was I a good person today? Did I work hard? Did I give 110% in everything that I did? What areas could I work on more? And when you're really able to be completely honest with yourself about this, because that's the biggest thing. You can have this report card, but if you're giving yourself A's all the time, then you're not being accountable, because nobody gets all A's all the time, and because nobody's perfect. But that's okay, and that's fine. But when you really look at it and you start to see a pattern that, oh wow, you know, I'm consistently giving myself a C in this category, that's something I need to work on. Whatever it is, maybe your effort isn't there, maybe your focus isn't there, maybe you're not taking the right action steps to get there. Maybe you're not making time, maybe you're making excuses. And once you figure this out, it's nobody has to tell you this anymore. It's something that you can easily figure out on my own. It's something that I did for myself, and it helped tremendously. It's you you're brutally honest with yourself. You figure out exactly what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, and then whatever you're doing wrong, you start working on it.
And I can tell you, I mean, this can be altered and modified to meet your specific goals. You know, 10 days ago, I started a low-carb diet, and I I sat down with every single one of these and mapped out on the blueprint what my strengths are, what my weaknesses were, and what my goals were for this. And it is difficult, and there's going to be roadblocks, like a pizza place downstairs from where you work, or a guy who sits next to you in the office eating bruschetta all the time. So this is something that can be modified to you. And really, it's the part that you need to hold yourself accountable for this. And then when you look back, for me, when I look back over the last 10 days and I look at myself, I'm saying, wow, I mean, this is something that I was able to accomplish without even thinking about it, just because of how prepared I was to be here in the first place.
Right. So preparation is what will get you results anytime. Look at an athlete. They always have to prepare before a game. It doesn't happen by accident. Nothing that you want to happen in your life is going to happen by accident. You have to work for it. You have to want it. And then you have to put the work in to get it. And one of the most important things is preparation. If you go into it with a plan, it's what changes a dream into a goal. Because a goal is a dream with an exact, concise plan. Just because you want something, okay, you're dreaming about it. You're not serious about it. But when you have a specific plan for what you're going to do, how you're going to get there, and what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what you need to do personally to be better. Because we all do. We all need to be better. We all should want to be better. And that at the end of the day is the bottom line. It's constant self-improvement, constant investing in yourself, working on yourself, becoming a better person, changing all the time. If you're not changing, you're stagnant. You're not doing anything.
So what are you going to do this week? What's our action step for today?
Our action step is simple. You're going to go to our website. You're going to download this ebook. You are going to fill out the blueprint for success. You're going to print out the daily report card, and you're going to do it. And you're going to fill it out every day, and you're going to hold yourself accountable. And at the end of the week, you're going to look at it. The other thing you're going to do for the entire week is map out the time you spend on anything and everything that you do. From commuting to time spent at work to time on social media to time working out to time eating, whatever it is, just map it out. And nobody's saying there's a right or a wrong way to spend your time. But if you find that you're saying, I don't have enough time to do this, this, and this, well, the proof is going to be right there on paper. And I'm 99.9% sure that you do have the time somewhere. It's how efficiently and how effectively you spend it.
www.bestmindbodyspirit.com. Go there now.
Live your best life.